across the nation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fake, the fraud, they're messing with me. Come on, come on, come on, let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah. Move to my music.
Hey now, I'm Brian Kluger, and we are with the Multimedia Men and Women Podcast. This is a special edition of the Multimedia Men and Women Podcast. This is the WrestleMania 31 podcast, and here with us is our wrestling WWE expert, Angie Sanders, hailing from North Central Texas. How are you doing, Angie?
I'm peachy keen. What up, buttercups?
Oh, I can't believe WrestleMania is already back and here to stay. Can you believe it?
WrestleMania is my favorite time of year. It's like Christmas.
Why is it like Christmas?
Because, I mean, that's when the big guns come out. You never know what's going to happen at WrestleMania. I mean, like last year alone, I mean, you had Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, and The Rock in the ring at the same time just to open the show. I mean, hello. And then, of course, you know, Goat Boy ended up making it WrestleMania. Who knew that was going to happen? Miracle on Bourbon Street and all that. But hey, it was fun. You don't know what's going to happen.
That is so true. So this year, WrestleMania 31, it's going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area. It is the first time a WrestleMania has been in the San Francisco Bay Area. And tickets have been sold out forever. They have... tickets have been going as high as $3,300. Like, it's insane. So I think it's going to be a fairly good WrestleMania. I don't think it's going to be the best in history, but let's just go to the match I'm most looking forward to, which is the Intercontinental Championship, which is a ladder match between seven people. It is between Bad News Barrett, who is the champion right now, R-Truth, Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler, Stardust, and Daniel Bryan. And this is a hardcore ladder match, whereas the title belt will be suspended above the ring, like 40 feet in the air, and people have to climb up a ladder and get it. It's very tough, and there's going to be seven people vying for it. I think this is probably going to be one of the most memorable matches of WrestleMania 31, just because you've got awesome people in the match. You've got some kind of a cool storyline where Bad News Barrett's title, like, people were stealing it.
It's playing hot potato with the title. You know, it's like, who can hold on to it longest? I love it. This match is going to steal the show. I mean, if I could make this match the main event, I would. You know, screw Roman Reigns, screw Brock Lesnar. This is the match to see.
No, it is. It is just because, I mean, I think it has... the title is going to change hands. Two, it's going to be a hardcore match because... that means that anything goes. People can get hit with chairs, ladders, tables.
Ladder matches, there's no DQ.
Yeah, so...
match could probably go all over the arena as well. I mean, there's no rules except the only way to win is to climb up the ladder and get the title.
In years past, usually a ladder match was designed for tag teams where there was sometimes four people or six people, but I don't seem to remember there being like all seven people trying to go up a ladder at once, which might be really cool.
Typically, like you said, ladder matches are with even number of people. This is the first one I can remember. Now, of course, I may be incorrect, which is, you know, happened before. But seven people, an odd number. I mean, it's an odd number. Seven people. Why? But you know what? Again, WrestleMania, anything could happen.
Yeah, I do think that the seven, I do think they just couldn't find... So Daniel Bryan was the champion last WrestleMania and... Or no, he wasn't. It was 2 years ago, and he lost it fairly quickly because he got injured. But I just don't – and he came back recently. I just don't think Daniel – they didn't know what to do with Daniel Bryan, really. So they kind of stuck him in here instead of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale, which we'll get to later. But this ladder match, I think it has a lot of positivity behind it. I think it could be one of, like, the great matches. I hope if they do it right. But like you said, it could go – all over the arena. It could go into the back. It could, but I really.
I don't see it going into the back, but it could. I mean, this is Dean Ambrose involved in,
It's very rare for a ladder match where somebody as big as Luke Harper is to be in a ladder match. Like, because he's one of like the big heavyweight guys, and you don't
he's
see them.
Deceptively agile.
Yeah, and he, you know. I'm trying to remember, there was one match way, I think when it was still WWF, between Jeff Hardy and Undertaker, and you just never saw the big guys in a ladder match, but that was one of the best matches I've ever seen between Undertaker and Jeff Hardy. But it's going to be interesting to see Luke Harper in a ladder match just because of his size. What do you think?
I can't wait to see what Luke Harper does because of the simple reason that he is so deceptively agile. I mean, he's a big guy, but he can pull off moves that guys his size should have no business doing. And it's very reminiscent of what The Undertaker did in his prime, you know, being able to jump off the top rope or fly over the ropes or through the ropes. You know, he can hang with the smaller guys, but he can also pull off those huge, heavy moves that the smaller guys can't. But going back to what you were saying about Daniel Bryan being in it, I'm actually excited that they have somebody like Daniel Bryan in it because it makes the Intercontinental Championship a bit more prestigious. Whereas in the past, it's been like, oh, yeah, that's just the IC title, whatever. You know, it's basically a coaster. Now, you know, having, you know, Daniel Bryan in it and Dean Ambrose in it, it brings the championship back to what it once was. It puts it back on the pedestal that it belongs on.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what I was going to go to next. Is like, so I don't think Bad News Barrett's going to win it. I don't think R-Truth is going to win it. I would like to see Dean Ambrose take it, but I just don't see that happening. I think it's going to be Dolph Ziggler or Daniel Bryan. But, I mean, I guess Dean Ambrose could win it, but I feel like Dean Ambrose is like the new RVD in a sort of way. Like, he's the hardcore champion, which they don't have the hardcore title anymore, but I feel like that's his. And, it, like, they're trying to bump up this Intercontinental champion to be, like, one of the big times. So I can see somebody like that having it. But, again, maybe the authority, Triple H, wants a heel to have it. But I don't see that happening with this match.
I don't see Ziggler getting it at all. He's a favorite, but I don't think he's going to win it. I think the favorite would be Daniel Bryan to win it because they keep hyping up how he's never won it and how it's the only championship that he has not held in the WWE. I would like to see Dean Ambrose get it, but, you know, that's the old Shield fan in me. That and I just adore the lunatic fringe. I think it would be hilarious and just totally out of nowhere if R-Truth got it.
It's interesting that if R-Truth got it because he's been kind of sitting back by the announce table through the last several Raws and SmackDowns while everybody else fights for it.
Exactly. He's like the little ninja of the group, you know, and he even does like the sneaky, I'm going to take it and I'm going to hold on to it. And so, I mean, being that it's WrestleMania and anything could happen, R-Truth could get it. He's, you know.
So if you were to bet money on this match, who would you see getting it?
Honestly, I want to say that Barrett retains.
Wow, so you're sticking with Barrett for like so.
I think he's gonna retain.
So you think he's gonna retain it, which means how long do you think he'll have it until?
I think I don't know. I think he'll probably lose it at the next one, but I think
the next pay-per-view or the next WrestleMania.
The next, Next pay-per-view. Okay. My bad. I think he will keep the championship for this one because, I mean, he's had such a hard time holding on to it. It would just make sense to let him go ahead and keep it. Now, I'm not saying that it's not going to be an amazing match and there's not going to be, you know, I just don't see Daniel Bryan getting it. I mean, I don't, maybe it's, you know, I'm anti-goat troll, but, you know, hey, it happens.
you're anti-goat troll. That's pretty funny.
Not a member of the Yes Movement, guys. Sorry.
I mean, I like Daniel Bryan. I think I like him. I don't see him winning it right now just because.
He's a B-plus player? Yeah.
Look at that heel talking. That's your angelic heel talking. Yes. We all know Daniel Bryan's an A-plus player. I just don't think, I think since his injury, I think they're not going to put him in anywhere big right now. So he'll just kind of be the guy in the background kicking ass for a while until he can prove himself again. But let's move on from that. Let's move on to the fatal four-way tag team match for the tag team champion, which Tyson Kidd and Cesaro has the champion right now. And if you haven't been watching, Tyson Kidd is a badass. Cesaro last year at WrestleMania won the first Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale when he body slammed Big Show. And so you have Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, then you have them versus the New Day, which is Big E and Kofi Kingston right now. And then there's also going to be the Los Matadores and then the Usos. So I think tag team matches are always fun because usually these are high flyers and a lot of acrobatics, but I don't see the New Day winning it just because
they're not over. Yeah. I'm sorry. The crowd is basically dead when the New Day comes out. I don't know what it is about Kofi and Big E and Xavier Woods. They're just not clicking with the crowd. And so, no, I don't see the titles going on somebody that the crowd does not identify with.
Yeah, well, Big E and Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods are excellent technical wrestlers. They're awesome in the ring. Yeah, they're just, they don't have the mic skills. They don't have the crowd. And then you have the Usos, which
have the crowd, and they're amazing.
But yeah, I also don't think, I mean, they've
had the titles a million times.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So I think either Tyson and Cesaro are going to keep it, or it's going to go to the Los Matadores, which is probably not the favorite, but that would be awesome if the Los Matadores did retain the title.
I disagree. No.
Why not?
I do not like Los Matadores at all. There's just something about those guys that make me just want to sell the bull to a meatpacking plant and make the other guys just go away. They just annoy the holy living crap out of me. And my pick in the Fatal 4-Way would definitely be Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Yeah, I think they're probably, I mean, realistically, if we're doing realistically, they are probably the best ones to win. I'll be upset if the Usos win just because they've had it for so long. And like none of these guys really have a big storyline, really.
One was kind of thrown together, it feels like. It's like, it's WrestleMania. We should defend the tag titles. Well, what should we do? Four-way!
But if you've been watching Raw or SmackDown, the tag team champions, they have not had a lot of screen time, and if they do, it's just really just to have a match they've been focusing on elsewhere. Whereas maybe like 10 years ago, when you had the Dudley Boys, when you had Edge and Christian, when you had the Hardy Boys, their storylines were amazing and like so in depth, and they just the tag teams don't have it that way. So that's why I think I'm not invested as much as I'd like to be in this, but my money's on Tyson Kidd and Cesaro as well. But I feel like the Usos will probably take it. If the New Day, I'll tell you this, if the New Day, listeners, if the New Day wins the tag team champions, I will streak. I'm going streaking. That's how sure I am of them not winning.
All right. If the New Day wins, I will. Oh, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. Anybody who reads my articles knows my absolute loathing of John Cena. If the New Day wins, I'll be pro John Cena for a week.
Oh, I'm in Boomstick Comics is going to hold you to that. Two tweets a day, pro John Cena.
pro John Cena. I'll like tweet something, you know, whatever, and yeah.
Okay, so we'll it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome to see if that happens. All right, let's move on to another big match. Actually, like a big match as far as numbers wise. The second annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So last year they came up with a deal where they wanted kind of like a Royal Rumble type of thing, where at WrestleMania, where they give out this giant trophy that's like 6 feet tall in memory of Andre the Giant. And last year, as we said before earlier on this podcast, Cesaro won last year by basically doing the same thing Hulk Hogan did to Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3. Do that. I'm definitely, and I hate to say this, I am not a fan at all of Mark Henry. And so he just entered his... Yeah, he's just horrible. I
don't like him in the ring. I don't like him on the microphone. I don't know why he's there.
Because he's the strongest man in the world, and they have to put him on. But his storyline's been so weird lately. And
I was surprised. It was like, is he a face? He's like the Big Show in that. Oh, he's a face. No, wait, he's a heel. No, he's a face. No, he's a, what the hell is he?
Yeah, ever since he cried at the Star Spangled Banner with Rusev or something, it's gone downhill. But I do see somebody in this Battle Royale body slamming Mark Henry for the win. I feel like that's going to go the same way like last year.
I don't think they're going to do that, no.
If Mark Henry wins
the... Isn't the Big Show also in the Battle Royale?
Yes.
I hope they both get eliminated. I hope they eliminate each other.
I'm telling you, somebody's going to do it to both of them. And, like, if not, Mark Henry's going to win it, which I'm just upset about. But
Mark Henry's not going to win it. Are you insane?
He might.
You are literally taking drugs right now. You have to be if you think Mark Henry's going to win it. I think it's going to come down to... I'm pretty sure that this battle royal is going to be where The Miz and Mizdow finally explode on each other.
It needs to happen, but I'm going to be sad when... Oh man, it would be so amazing if The Miz became Mizdow stunt double.
It's like, yeah, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but watch them have a match of who gets to keep their personality.
That would be good.
I'm pro Mizdow on this one. I'm sorry. I love Damian.
Oh,
I'm for Damian.
So if your listeners, if you have been watching, probably the best storyline in WWE and the most entertaining has been The Miz and Mizdow. If you don't know The Miz was on The Real World on MTV. And his goal... Yeah, he wanted to be a wrestler. He wanted to be a wrestler, and he became a wrestler. And Damian Sandow, who's an excellent wrestler, who was kind of a heel, and then at some point he became the Miz's stunt double and became Mizdow. And he has, for the past 3 or 4 months, has been on the side of the ring acting out every move the Miz has done, and the audience went crazy for it. So over the past few weeks, the two have kind of come head to head, and like Angie, your angelic heel said, this might come to a head, and somebody's going to eliminate somebody. I hope it's Damian, Mizdow eliminating Miz.
So he can go back to being Damian Sandow.
Oh, I hope he sticks with Mizdow, or just he should call himself the Miz now. The Miz now.
The Miz now.
Yeah. WWE, you can have that for free. The Miz now. Oh, if that happened. But like you said, like, yes, I'm taking drugs if I say Mark Henry's winning it. But I just, Mark Henry, I don't want him to win. They're trying to find a place for him, I guess. But he's just not that good.
The place for Mark Henry is the retirement home.
I totally agree. And it's weird.
He can take Big Show with him.
So you know what? I got to stick with Big Show because he's been around so long. And even though, like, he's a slow wrestler, I still like the guy. He has more charisma than Mark Henry ever will.
Okay, I'll agree with you right there. But that's not saying much. My little finger has more charisma than Mark Henry.
And see, that's why I like Big Show now. He's, like, kind of like the muscle, like Kane in The Authority. He's good where he's at right now.
Kane has more charisma than Big Show.
I agree. But I like them two together. I kind of like Big Show's not having his own big storyline right now and taking up more time. He's coming out with The Authority each time. And he's involved in a 30-man match, basically. So he's not on his own, which I'm happy about. So
I think they're going to push Show big time because, you know, kind of like they did last year. Because Big Show's, you know, made it a point to say, like, how he's the giant. And this is, you know, in honor of a giant. So it's like he's got something to prove. But so I think he's going to be an odds-on favorite like he was in the Royal Rumble because, well, you know, him and Kane working together was a great team.
Yeah.
But I don't see Big Show winning it. Who do I see winning it?
I mean,
the original question, wasn't it?
Yeah, the original question. I mean, there's so many people in it. It's not going to be Titus O'Neil. It's not going to be... as a matter of fact, I think Titus O'Neil will be the first to be eliminated, or yeah, he's usually eliminated within 10 seconds, so I'm sure it will happen the same. But I would like to see the Miz Doubt type of thing happen, but
yeah, I think that's gonna be towards the end of it.
Yeah, let's move on from that. Let's talk about the Rusev versus John Cena for the United States Championship, and let's talk about this, which is WWE is amazing because the one guy in WWE who has the United States Championship is a Russian guy who is very pro Russian, pro Putin. It's hilarious. He barely speaks any English, but it's really funny. So Rusev,
I just have to say America sucks.
Yes, that's true. So it's kind of like this whole 80s Top Gun, Dolph Lundgren, Rocky thing, and Rusev has not lost a match yet. Like, he hasn't, and everybody's tried to come out and beat him. And so, since John Cena over the past year or two has been 50-50 with the crowd, 50% of them hate him, 50% of them like him, they're trying to find a place for him, and they might have found a place for him where he is the... Everybody in WWE likes USA, so John Cena is their USA guy, Rusev's their Russian guy. But as you remember, maybe a year ago, The Rock came out to talk some smack to Rusev. And I think was it a year ago?
No, it wasn't. It was less than.
It happened maybe in this last year. The Rock.
It happened in the past year.
Okay.
But it wasn't a year ago.
So if they want to keep Rusev undefeated, I'm for WrestleMania 32, which will be in Dallas at the Big Cowboy Stadium. They're bringing back Stone Cold. They're going to bring back The Rock. It could be The Rock versus Rusev because of that whole story angle, you know, several months ago. But I mean, John Cena, it's hard for him to lose a match at a WrestleMania. Has he lost a match at WrestleMania, you know, recently? But then again, Rusev is undefeated still, so in any match, really.
I think John Cena is going to take another nap.
You think so?
I physically cannot say anything positive about John Cena unless I lose a bet.
Go New Day.
Just saying. But no, I want to see Rusev win. It's funny because every time you put somebody up against John Cena, instantly I become a fan of them. I mean, it happened with Brock, because I used to hate Brock, and then he went up against John Cena. 16 German suplexes later, I'm like the biggest Brock fan.
You have an extreme hatred for John Cena.
Yes. I've been told it's actually kind of funny about how much I dislike John Cena. And I will be the first to say, there is no logical reason for me to dislike John Cena. But I don't like him. There's nothing about him I like.
See, I like the guy. I think he's a good wrestler. I do think that he needs a new angle. He's been the same angle for years, and I think he could be good. I think he is good. They're just trying to figure out what to do with him. But I would like to see Rusev still take it. Like, I mean, I really do. I think Rusev is an excellent wrestler. I think he has the potential to be excellent on the mic, although we really haven't heard it yet. I wonder if WWE is going to keep this Russian angle with him forever. But it'll be cool to see Rusev retain this title up until the big WrestleMania next year in 2016 in Dallas, and might be fighting Rock, and Rock might beat him for the first time, which would be pretty cool. But then if Cena does not win on WrestleMania tonight, where does that leave Cena? Like, I know you would probably say,
the retirement home with Mark Henry.
Exactly. But that's not going to happen. So it's where does he go? So if John Cena does win the US title, that opens up Rusev trying to do anything in his power to come back and get him. So, you know, that's a 50-50 thing, really. I don't know. I have no idea. I would like, because John Cena got beat by Cena the last few times, Rusev can beat him too. Maybe Rusev, Brock Lesnar soon. But yeah, that's that match. Let's move on to the Diva match, which I'm real excited about because, man, the Bella Twins and AJ Lee and Paige are kicking ass, man. And they are good. And I'm a big Paige fan, and I like the angle with AJ Lee and Paige, but now they're kind of like over a miscommunication, angry at each other. And the Bella Twins are awesome, too. So I think this will be a fun match. I think this will be one of the better matches, actually, at WrestleMania.
I think that this match has a lot of potential if it's given the time to really develop into an amazing match. That's been one of my biggest complaints with main roster Divas matches is they don't let them, or I don't know exactly what the big disconnect is, but I make these comparisons all the time between, you know, like whenever I see an NXT women's match versus a main roster Divas match, there's a huge gap in the quality of the matches. But I will say that AJ and Paige, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but and the Bellas are actually four of the better Divas on the main roster, and the potential for this match is huge, and hopefully they take this ball and run with it and show everybody what Divas can do versus, say, like Summer Rae or Cameron, who have no business in the squared circle to begin with.
Yeah, this tag team, because I mean, I hate to say it, but I guess WWE doesn't give the Divas a whole lot of time compared to everybody else. I think this match needs at least 15 minutes to be awesome, 15 minutes in the ring, at least. And I think, I mean, if you've been watching, the Divas title has been changed so many times recently, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, just anybody gets it. I think they need to stick with somebody and they need to stick with them. The Bella Twins seem like a good, you know, solid team right now. AJ Lee and Paige kind of have the frenemy angle. You don't know where they're going. But since it's a tag team match, somebody needs to get that title, the Diva title. And this is not for the title. This is only a tag team match, right?
Yeah. It's just a tag team match. And as of SmackDown, AJ and Paige are now a united front against the Bellas. They made up after what happened on Raw. What happened on Raw is there was a miscommunication or something, and AJ ended up decking Paige and cost her chance at the Divas title, and Paige reacted in just going after AJ in fun punches. It was great. But on SmackDown, they made up and had a war of words with the Bellas, and that's what's led us into this tag team match. Now, I think it would be really cool to see what happens after this match as a fatal four-way in the next pay-per-view, because that would just be a wicked match too.
That would, everybody would turn on each other to get that. Would be pretty awesome.
Exactly. It'd be beautiful.
But I hope it gets at least 15 minutes, because these Divas have worked hard, and female wrestling has like shot up to be as good as anybody else in the WWE, in my opinion. So let's hope they get their time on screen for WrestleMania.
So who do I see winning this one? I think the Bellas take it.
I would like it if the Bellas take it. Any way is cool, because that means that gives AJ Lee and Paige like more momentum to go after whoever mm-hmm. they need to.
Yeah, more incentive to go after the Bellas. I think the Bellas are going to use their evil twin magic and steal the match.
Their evil twin magic.
They're evil twins, man.
So
I don't, but hey.
It'd be awesome. Moving on, let's talk about The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt. As you know, Bray Wyatt is a favorite. He's the creepy guy. He's the Yellow King, True Detective type of thing. Yeah, he's awesome. He's badass for his body shape and size. The stuff he does with his body, he's just like unbelievable. So
he's deceptively agile.
Yes, he is. And then you have Undertaker, whose last match was losing to Brock Lesnar on WrestleMania, losing the streak. That happened. Undertaker is 21-1. So Undertaker has not been on WWE since then. But
now, Bray Wyatt's carried this entire feud by himself. That alone just blows my mind.
Yeah, so I want to say, What your Angelic Heel said is that Undertaker has not been in the ring, but there's going to be an Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt match at this WrestleMania. And over the last month, Bray Wyatt has been talking either to a coffin or a screen or an urn with smoke, pretending that Undertaker is there and hyping this match up. And it's just, it's crazy how good he is in it. And it's just him. Undertaker has not shown his face. You just hear his music.
Yeah, we've heard music. We've heard a recorded voice. We've seen lightning strike the chair on fire, which, you know, I want to point out, last time we saw that chair, Dean Ambrose destroyed it. So what happened?
Yeah, exactly. They made another one. His grandmother made another one. Yeah. Grandma Wyatt. But Wyatt, it's going to be interesting. I think when Undertaker comes to the ring, I think people are going to be happy he's there. He's going to get his big standing ovation. They probably chant like, "You should have won," or, you know, whatever they're going to chant. But it's going to be interesting because since his streak is over, what does that hold for Undertaker? Does Undertaker pass the torch to, like, so he passed a torch to Brock because Brock is the beast. He's badass. Yes. But Bray Wyatt is kind of like a second Undertaker. He's all about the death and the spooky stuff.
He's this generation's Undertaker. And, you know, I don't care who hates me for saying that, but he's stepping up and he's doing that.
No,
I think that Bray Wyatt's going to take this one. I mean, the streak is broken. You know, why shouldn't he win?
It's going to be an awesome match no matter what. But yeah, that would be cool to see Bray Wyatt. And you know, if Bray Wyatt wins, then, you know, Undertaker, this might be his last match. I can't see this. I can see next year in Dallas being his last match, his retirement match. But this could be, you know, that would be cool. Whoever won this, they could probably Bray and Undertaker have the retirement match next year in Dallas. No matter how it goes, because somebody could be mad about it or something like that. But I would like to see Bray do it, and I think Bray could do it because, I mean, how old is Undertaker? Undertaker is late 50s, early 60s. I mean, he's an old dude, but he hasn't been in the ring for a while.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a squash match or anything like that. I think he's going to make Bray work for it. I think that it's going to be close. I think we're all going to be on the edge of our seats. I think we're not going to have any fingernails left. I think that this match is going to be a really good match between the old guard and the new guard, and I'm going to give it to Bray.
Yeah, I'm going that way too. I'm giving it to Bray. I'll be excited about that, and I'm looking forward to it. Let's move on to a match where I think is going to be our collectively break matches where we all take a break from watching. Sting versus Triple H.
Hey, no. No, I will watch this one because Triple H is defending the WWE Universe against that invader. That WCW reject, hold out, whatever the hell he is. Triple H is going to defend us against that stupid scorpion. I have a blood feud against him.
What
he did in Survivor Series.
The Four Horsemen?
What he did again at the Raw reunion. which I was there hating every minute of it, because what he did, he was so, he let those dissenters get their freaking jobs back.
I'm for Sting in this round.
No, Triple H all the way.
But I mean,
the King of Kings.
I'll be the first to say it. I'm one of the biggest fans of Triple H, and I like Sting too as wrestlers and what they do. I just think in the past few years, I think Triple H kind of just doesn't do a whole lot anymore because he's getting older, and I feel that way about Sting too. Because Sting, I mean, yes, he came over from WCW, but he has been in TNA for a long time. So I think, yeah, they're billing it as the how many years aggression, 14 years aggression against the WWE and WCW, which is a cool storyline.
Again, like Stephanie said, kudos to Sting for finally making it to the big time, but he just needs to realize the sledgehammer is going to take him out.
I agree. I don't see, because Sting hasn't had a match in the WWE yet, and it would be pretty horrible if Sting did win against Triple H. So,
Gunner's going to win it. That's what's best for business.
Yeah, no, Triple H will win. Like, that's, I see that happening. If Sting does win, that's going to be insane. Like, it won't make sense. But yeah, Triple H will win. And even if it means that if the Authority comes out and helps him win, he'll win. Sting doesn't deserve to win this because he has not, he just came back and he's basically shown his face for a few minutes and that's it. You know, I feel like this match is going to go slower than most. That's why I say it's probably be the time to take a break. Just because I think it's going to be one of the slower matches of the night, but it'll still be fun to watch. But Triple H should win this. If he doesn't, we riot.
Right.
And let's go to the one of the main events, which is for the World Heavyweight Championship, which is Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. This is a big conflict in WWE as well as the fans of WWE, which are known as a WWE universe. Brock Lesnar, as you know, is the beast incarnate, as your angelic heel said. He's just unstoppable. Realistically, he is unstoppable and, like, in showmanship, unstoppable. And he's had the heavyweight title for a while now. And interestingly enough, his contract has allowed him not to show up hardly to any televised event or house show, or even pay-per-view. Like, he shows up at the big pay-per-views and a couple Raws, but he only wrestles at the big pay-per-views. And so Roman Reigns is now the lead contender for the heavyweight championship. And I'm going to go to your angelic heel now to see, tell her thoughts on who should actually take this. Angelic heel.
I'm going to give it to Brock Lesnar. And it's not because I don't think Roman Reigns is ready. I think he could hold it, and I think he would be a good champion. But I'm going to give it to Brock. Why take it away from Brock? Brock is going to beat Roman Reigns like the redheaded stepchild. You know, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be ugly. And I'm going to love every minute of it. But here's the thing. Don't make that sound like I'm not a fan of Roman Reigns. Again, I love The Shield. But against anybody else, I'd pick Roman Reigns. Against Brock, mm-mm. That just means I drank the Paul Heyman Kool-Aid, just so y'all know.
And anytime Paul Heyman, which is Brock's manager, Paul Heyman ran ECW for a while. He's been in the WWE, WWF universe forever, and he is probably the sole ingredient, minus maybe a couple others, of why WWE is so popular and amazing. He's just the most talented guy in the WWE, and he doesn't wrestle.
Manager, he is the best man on the mic.
Yeah,
if Paul Heyman picks up a mic, you listen.
Absolutely, that is absolutely right. Like, and you just can't turn away because he sells everything. He puts his whole body into it.
He's so impassioned about everything he says. He believes everything he says. And, you know, but here's something that's been really intriguing. I've been watching some of the interviews and stuff like that. Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns have actually been in a couple interviews together this past week. So I'm actually wondering if there might not be just a little bit of a betrayal switcheroo going to happen. I would love to see Brock Lesnar win, but the only way Roman Reigns would win is if Paul Heyman screwed over his client.
Yeah, so what you say it has a lot of merit to it right now, because after seeing the last several pay-per-views of Brock literally destroying John Cena, literally just destroying Seth Rollins, destroying anybody really, just like
anybody who steps into the ring.
Easily, it's hard to see a guy like Roman Reigns, who was the tough guy, the guard of the Shield. Even that, it's hard to see somebody come and take out Brock right now, because his whole aura and his whole storyline is that he's unstoppable. And I don't think Roman Reigns, well, I agree, Roman Reigns is awesome. I like him on the mic. I like him as a wrestler.
He's definitely gotten better on the mic. I mean, a lot of people make fun of him on the mic, but look, guys, he's great. He's charismatic. He's improved a lot. I mean, like I said, a lot of people don't think he's ready. You know what? They need to shut up. Who are we to say he is ready?
No, he is definitely ready. I think, you know, I would hope that he would develop a couple more finisher moves other than the Superman punch and the gore, just because they're kind of standard.
Spear, gore is Rhino.
That's what I meant. Well, I think of Rhino all the time. I'm the only one that still thinks of Rhino. Yeah, the spear. They're just kind of standard moves. That'd be cool if he developed a bigger one. But if Roman Reigns does win, a lot of people are going to be angry about it, because, you know. Yeah, but I see Brock Lesnar, because he did sign back with WWE. I do see him retaining this, which would probably give Roman Reigns more incentive. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen at the next WrestleMania in Dallas, because we keep coming back to that, but they're coming back with Stone Cold, and I could totally see Stone Cold versus Brock Lesnar, or Stone Cold versus Roman Reigns, or something like that, for like a retirement match.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're thinking too far ahead. I mean, it's WrestleMania, and we would love to, you know, see that far ahead. But how often does the WWE actually think that far ahead?
I mean, I would imagine that.
You'd think they would, but
I would imagine that they're prepping Stone Cold for a comeback for that WrestleMania. But
oh, yeah, definitely. But against Brock?
Unless it was The Rock, but it's not going to happen. But Brock Lesnar needs to win this. I mean, if Roman Reigns wins this, that'd be fine with me. But
yeah, I'd be okay with it, because I love Roman.
But
I
just do. Wouldn't make sense, like, storyline wise, is how Brock has beat everybody so mercilessly, and then Roman Reigns comes in and does it. I don't know.
And again, we're also discounting, you know, there's this whole magical Money in the Bank thing. It doesn't matter who actually wins, because they've been teasing Seth's cash in for a while now.
Well, shit, it feels like it's been 2 years since he's been holding the briefcase.
Hey, he can hold it till June.
Yes, okay. He can. I agree. He can hold it as long as he wants. And he's one of the best storylines on WWE. He's the best heel ever.
Yes, you know, again, anybody who reads my articles on boomstickcomics.com, Angelic Hill, I am so pro Seth, it's not funny. Or actually, it may be funny, but there's nothing bad in my mind about Seth. There's always... All right, we're getting ahead of ourselves, because we're not even talking about Seth's match yet.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost there. So one more question about Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. Okay. If you have money, who's it going to be? Money you're going to bet. Brock? That's who I'm going to go with, Brock, too, because he's beaten so many people in the past. I don't see Roman Reigns doing it, and he just signed on for more WWE contracts. So
the only way Roman Reigns is going to beat Brock Lesnar is if Paul Heyman turns on Brock.
Which would be hilarious.
You know, it'd be great for stories.
It would. It would be. And would that make Paul Heyman a face, or would that make Roman Reigns a heel?
I think Roman makes an excellent heel. And of course, you know me, I'm always for filling the heel ranks. Heels are my favorite flavor.
Me too.
So let's see the powerhouse be a bad guy. I mean, because you know, when I loved the Shield, they were bad guys first.
Yeah.
Yes. Love my bad boys.
All right. And now let's go to the last event of the pay-per-view, WrestleMania 31. It's going to be Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. This is a single match. It's not for anything.
It's for pride, damn it.
It's for pride. So we both your Angelic Heel and I love Seth Rollins. He's awesome. Yeah. He has the Money in the Bank forever. He can cash in at WrestleMania right after the match, whoever wins, and could technically do it. I don't think it's going to happen, but he could do that. But Randy Orton has been gone for a while, and he recently came back, and now he is like anti-authority. He hates the people who kind of brought him up in the ranks because they're, you know, assholes.
No, they're not. They do what's best for business. Nobody understands that.
Everything they do
is for the WWE universe. You know, they're like parents. They can't always do everything and spoil everybody. They have to do what is best for business.
So this is where your Angelic Heel and myself, Brian, are going to differ. Because as much as your Angelic Heel loves Seth Rollins, is as much as I love Randy Orton.
So the Viper.
I am pro Viper, and you know what? Since this match at WrestleMania has not going to say that's no stipulation, and there's nothing up for grabs here. Randy Orton could win it, and but
happening.
Which would be awesome. But since he's only been back for like a month now, I could see Seth Rollins taking it in that. Starting a feud between the two, which I would like to see Randy Orton in a main event at next WrestleMania in Dallas, because like it or not, Randy Orton is probably one of the best wrestlers out there in the ring today. Like,
oh, I totally give props to Randy. I totally do, but I will never forgive him for what he did to Seth.
What time? All the
exactly.
time?
Exactly. Ever.
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 So this deep love of Seth goes way far back with you.
Yes, I've been a fan of Seth for a minute now, and that translated means I loved him in the Shield. I loved him, you know. I was probably one of the very first people to forgive him for breaking that business arrangement with the other two. Absolutely adore Seth Rollins. The man can do no wrong. And you know, and a lot of people say that he needs J&J security to win. No, that's not the case at all. He doesn't have to have J&J security, but let's think about it. He uses the tools at his disposal to get the win. A lot of people get all pissed off at that he won't do it by himself. He doesn't have to, so why should he? You know, if he gets the win, that's what matters.
Yeah, like, I really do think that the only way Seth Rollins will win this match is by cheating again with Randy Orton, which is his MO. But I realistically, I think Seth could take Randy, and Randy could take Seth.
He has already taken. Remember, there was this one match, and it was this cute little backslide thing, and 1, 2, 3, Randy lost.
Oh, how soon we forget.
I don't pay attention to Seth Rollins matches.
So I think this match will be a lot of fun. It's going to be great to see Randy and Seth. I'm sure Seth's security team will be ringside, as well as possibly Kane and Big Show after their matches tonight or during WrestleMania in the Battle Royal. But, you know, either one of them winning is fine with me. Like, I'm cool with Randy winning. I'm cool with Seth winning because I think those two are set to do more stuff together feuding, which is going to be awesome. I'm for Seth winning. So,
okay, I actually should mention there is a bet between me and another friend. If Randy wins, there will be video of me singing Randy Orton's theme song. Just want to throw that one out there. Which, I won't have to worry about because Seth is going to win, so this video will never exist. But if by some grace of the wrestling gods and their divine squared circle, Randy wins, there will be video of me singing his theme song.
We will look forward to that.
It's not going to happen.
So that's the lineup for WrestleMania. I think it looks like a solid lineup. One more bonus thing I want to throw out there. I guess Curtis Axel is going to be in the Battle Royal for Andre the Giant. Much like Royal Rumble, I'm willing to put money that he does not make it to the ring this time again. Which would be amazing.
Funny.
It would be hilarious.
I hope he does so he can get eliminated. I think he's going to be the first person eliminated. You know, you were all saying Titus O'Neil, but I'm going to say Axelmania dies at WrestleMania.
Well, Titus O'Neil's gimmick is like him being eliminated within 10 seconds in each match, so... It's either going to be Titus O'Neil or Curtis Axel. I could totally see Curtis Axel not... Sorry. See Curtis Axel not getting to the ring again, which was the funniest thing ever at Battle Royale or the Royal Rumble. The WrestleMania airs this Sunday on your network, and we will be back. Huh?
I said $9.99. It's a steal.
Your Angelic Hill and I will be back on this Multimedia Men and Women podcast after Raw this coming week to talk about all the results and where we see the WWE Universe going. And you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Facebook, Twitter. Anything else to add, Angelic?
Go Seth Rollins.
Go Seth Rollins. There, you heard it here first.
See you in the future. Gonna beat the face.
Gonna beat the face. That's where
gonna
we
beat the face.
Thanks for listening.
Curb stomp the face right into retirement.